help him.
I told him.
Help him not be bothered by all these people.
We get it done. We get it done. It'll be.
Yeah, sign it. We'll probably need a couple of years.
They also have a lot of tape recorders on them. You can't say you didn't say it. The old days, you could say you made a mistake.
Okay, would you like to...
All set. I'll start it. We're all of us very pleased by the news we have today of another Nobel Prize winner on our faculty. 10 years ago, Professor Lederberg, no longer with us, obtained the Nobel Prize while he was here, and he has given us his medal. Some of you may not have seen the Nobel Prize medal. Here it is. As a matter of fact, I don't think that Professor Khurana has seen one as yet, but he will very shortly. I would like to introduce the Chancellor of the Madison campus, Chancellor Ed Young, who will introduce our Nobel Prize winner.
This is a very great day in the life of our campus and of the university and of the state of Wisconsin, because Professor Rama has brought to us a very great distinction. We are very pleased for him, and we congratulate him. He is the Conrad Elvium Professor of Life Sciences, a professorship established by the Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation in honor of that other great biochemist, Conrad Elvium. Mm-hmm. Professor Khurana, it's all yours. Thank you.
I didn't come prepared for this, you know. And I don't know what I should say. Perhaps to thank a number of people and institutions. Obviously, the first thing that I must say is that in all the time that I have been here at this campus, that is a little over 8 years now, I have really received everything, all the cooperation funds, from all the encouragement from the administration. And what perhaps many of you may not realize, that the Enzyme Institute is a very, very unique situation set up anywhere where the main purpose is to get on with research. We are encouraged. We do not have any of the administrative burden. And this is one of the very special features of this institution. And so my, first of all, without really saying much more on that, I would like to once again emphasize that it is a very remarkable feature of this institution, and particularly the, personally like to thank the university president, Harrington, and Chancellor Young, and the administration before this. Actually, Conrad Elvium's administration brought me here, and working with Dean Willard at that time and Elvium, I must say, right from that point on, there really has not been any source for complaint that we had not really all the encouragement. And right now, I know that I can simply call up Dean Bach, our present dean, and he is really willing right away, without any further thought, to do the best he can to help us at the Enzyme Institute. The second thing that perhaps I should say is that our research, as all research perhaps in sciences nowadays, becomes more and more of an interdependent character. We really deal with mutations of ideas, if I may put it that way. So much information comes from so many different laboratories. And we are really particularly have witnessed this in our field, that is molecular biology. And really the work that we have done in our own laboratory has been made possible by the efforts of many other outstanding scientists that have gone before us. For example, Dr. Kornberg, who is a Nobel Prize winner in 1959 and visited us this week, his work was very crucial for the advance that we were able to make. And the same is true for many other discoveries that we have really taken advantage of in our work. And perhaps the only other comment I like to make is that so far as research at our place is concerned, I am really grateful to such a large number of young people coming from different countries. And the work, the kind of work that we have been able to do is actually a very outstanding example of team effort. Perhaps the unique feature that we have attempted to establish at our place is that biochemists, chemists with different skills and backgrounds are brought together, and they really have a more interaction between them that produces the results than perhaps a one-man show. And this is, I think, the last thing I like to say, and I must therefore acknowledge the very great debt that I owe to all these young people. I think this is really all the three things I like to say.
Would you tell the group what you told President Harrington and me about what you were doing this morning when the news came?
Well, I find it very difficult sometimes to get enough time to think, and some people are better at thinking than I am, and I need really to just be myself, and perhaps this is a kind of a personal aspect of my work, that I get away and I use a place in the country, there are so many excellent places around here, and where I get away from the telephone and feel obligated not to make any response to anything around me. And this was the occasion. For example, I was trying to work on a lecture that I had to give, and I was away last night, and this morning my wife, who is the only one that knows this telephone number, and she tried to contact me, and I, this is a fact, that I was watching sunrise and taking a walk and thinking about some of the things I should try to do for this lecture, and she missed me twice, so she drove out. So I heard from her at about 8:30 this morning out in the country. And,
you were the last to know.
I was the last to know.
Dr. Krana, you're an American of Indian background. Your family is, part of it, still in India?
All the family, yes. My brothers, sisters are in India. And I was the only one that was fortunate to get education and then be assimilated by the West abroad, yes.
Doctor, will you go to Sweden to accept the award December 10th, I believe it is? You plan to be there?
Yes.
What do you plan to do with the money?
There isn't an awful lot of money these days, and I don't think that I haven't thought about that yet.
Dr. Krana, is there any way to explain in layman-like language what the import of your discovery is? Or is it just hopeless to get it across to plain ordinary LNS type people?
I think that I would simply like to say that that it may be one day the work that we do will have practical application. But one, of course, doesn't always wish to think of that when one is doing the work. Our own work, like that of the Dr. Nirenberg, Dr. Holly, has to do with trying to find out about how the genetic code works. And this may be useful for further work in medicine.
Is this a part of the scientific horizon that would involve genetic regulation of future generations?
In the long distant future, it could, yes.
So that you could tailor people to a pattern. If you want to turn out athletes, you can do that, or intellectuals.
It's a very, very long time off. One would have to know an awful lot more, but So in that context, we are at a very elementary stage, but a necessary stage.
Are there other questions?
Yes, I'd like to know your age, Doctor.
46.
We do have a press release. We do have a press release with this material in it.
Are you personally acquainted with the other recipients of the letter?
Yes, they are friends of mine, yes.
Have you worked with them, Doctor?
We have corresponded with them. We have exchanged information. We have known them personally.
What was your personal reaction when your wife brought you the news?
Well, happy, grateful.
What did she say?
She was very happy.
How had she heard?
She told me about the award. She actually heard from the people that heard before her, friends that were calling her. And she was not there to hear the news summary herself because she was giving rides to the children, because that's what I normally do. And this morning she had to give rides.
Did you have any advance hint that you might win it?
What?
Did you have any advance notice that you might win it or that you were being considered?
There are many people that hope that this might happen, you know.
But you had nothing at all different.
I had no way clear.
Dr. Tarana, a network news commentator this morning as I was driving here said that your discovery might ultimately lead to as a significant step in a cure for cancer and also as a step in getting organ transplants to adapt themselves to different bodies. Is that an accurate statement that he made?
Well, it's really in very long-range terms, and in that respect, the question is not very different than we discussed a while ago, that if you can manipulate the genes in any living system, you might be able to manipulate the biology of that system. That's really all that one would like to say at this time.
How long have you specifically been working on the particular thing that you got the Nobel Prize for?
This is really very long. It goes back to the early 50s, but it was more chemical work then. By training, I am a chemist, and our approach has been chemical, and that chemistry took at least 10 years to develop. And it was later, after that, that we were able to consider how one could get at this problem, the genetic code. And that is the more recent development. But the basic interest goes back to some 15 years ago.
Dr. Toronto, what led you to the University of Wisconsin?
When I came here? 1960, yes. Well, I think I stated this before. The most important reason was this offer of being able to work at this very special place, the Enzyme Institute, with no administrative duties, with facilities and laboratories. And as I already said this before, there are not very many places. In fact, difficult to think of another one that really has a comparable situation.
He doesn't steal it. So Lederberg is helping you too.
we try to learn so much of you personally. You are a father of two children, is that?
Three children.
Three children. Three daughters?
Two daughters and a boy.
Two daughters and a boy.
They're in the Madison schools.
Yes.
How old are your children?
We have two girls, 15 years, and second 13, going to be 14 tomorrow, and then a boy, 10 years old. That's really not...
one of the problems... One of the problems about our distinguished research people is that they do need some protection. And one of the advantages of Wisconsin is that it does afford this, that the University of Wisconsin has enabled our research people to avoid some of the claims on their time that the large metropolitan centers have and which keeps people from realizing their full potential.
Dr. Serrano, you answered my statement that this might be a significant step, and I understand the explanation that you gave to Roy there, but I wonder if you could, rather than my putting it in terms, if you could put it in layman terms exactly what you did, exactly what this is to accomplish. I mean, I understand that it's a significant step, but I don't understand what it is.
Everything that any living cell does, almost all of it is done by proteins. You agree with that? And and the proteins are under the control of the genes. And we are trying to find out how genes direct protein synthesis. That's the question. How genes that we contain, how they direct or specify or enable the manufacture of proteins. And it's really basically everything that anyone, or human beings or living animals do, is done by protein molecules. And proteins are, and therefore the kind of protein that one has, and therefore the ability one has, is determined by the genes that one has. And we are trying to find out, have tried to find out, how the genes manufacture or direct the manufacture of proteins.
Does this have anything to do with DNA?
Genes are made of nothing but DNA. They are purely DNA, yes. Sometimes RNA, sorry, but not in living systems.
Will you be able to get back to your repeat today? Where is this doing today?
We are going to have a party. That's what I hear. Yes. President Harrington has agreed to come with us.
President Harrington, what was your reaction when you heard that Dr. Corona won the Nobel Prize?
I was, of course, delighted, and I heard it from a newspaper man when I was out at the Coordinating Council trying to get an increase in our budget. It won't hurt. I think the presence of distinguished people like Dr. Caron on our campus indicates the character of the University of Wisconsin. Dr. Caron's activity is not supported significantly by state funds. The support is from outside, from the Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation, from the federal government. There is, however, enough state money involved in this effort so that we can say it's a partnership program. It's the kind of partnership program that makes the university great and that renders assistance to the state. And we all know that it's not possible to have applications unless one has basic research. Dr. Corona does basic research. It's out of basic research that we get the applications of the future. And this is an example of that and a very distinguished example. Are we through? Did 27, did you get enough pictures? Coming in late.